Osta sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I had a rather interesting weekend. Last Thursday, I left home to go out for pizza with my daughter Carmen, her husband Larry, and my grandson Big Tree, and I didn't get home until Sunday afternoon. Even though it's fairly common for me to spend 2 to 4 nights over at their house a couple of times a month, this stretch was definitely different from the rest. The plan was that I was going to return home on Saturday morning when they left to go visit Carmen's paternal grandparents in Illinois. The little town her grandparents live in, population 950, has always had a parade and carnival the same weekend every year, and this was the big weekend. I remember when my daughter Carmen was my grandson's age, 4, I was already divorced from her daddy, and I would take her to this carnival and we would stay the weekend with my in-laws. Even though we were divorced, I never felt divorced from his family, and he was never divorced from my family. Since Carmen's husband Larry wanted to stay home and get caught up on his lawn, garden, and garage projects, Carmen, Big Tree, and I set out for the carnival. My former in-laws also have a cabin on a lake about 2 miles from their house, so we all went fishing and enjoyed the great outdoors before the parade began at 5 p.m. It didn't feel odd at all spending the night at my former in-law's house. What felt odd was seeing all of the family pictures. It's only been a year since I've been to the cabin and a couple of years since I've been to the main house. But now the pictures look different, particularly the pictures of my former husband. When I looked at the pictures, I had this odd feeling that the person in the pictures looked strangely familiar. It was like I would see a picture of him and think, "Hey, I know who that guy is." It was the most bizarre thing. One photo in particular was his 8th grade school picture, which was when we met. My mind immediately flashed to seeing the same picture in the same frame on the piano at his parents' house back in 1975. You know, I never had a guilty conscience for being divorced. I'm perfectly fine with it. I always have been fine with it. And I have never felt as though I failed because I was divorced. I just accept it as a part of my life, and that's where I was then, and this is where I am now. And I'm just speaking for myself here, folks. I think that I would have failed my daughter if I raised her in a marriage that would have been a lie, which would have been a twisted mold for a marriage that we would have created for her. No way. Absolutely no way would I do that to my child. As I meditated on seeing the pictures of my former husband with his wife and 3 children, all I could do was smile and say, yeah, this is how it's supposed to turn out. It's all good. He's happy with his wife, and I am happy with my life. It's okay. We are 2 separate individuals with 2 separate lives who were brought together to have Carmen, and we did. Carmen is supposed to be here, and we were the ones who were supposed to put her on the planet. I do believe we fulfilled what we were supposed to do as a couple, and it was perfectly fine to go our separate ways and create a happy life for ourselves beyond having Carmen. It's okay to be happy and love again beyond one another. And Carmen, she's here, she's happy, and she has a wonderful life of her own to live out. I thank God that Carmen was not raised on a marriage that would have been a lie, but that she was raised on the truth, which I believe is what makes her so spiritually and emotionally healthy. Now, get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Dendada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.